Come on in. It's time for Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, our Monday Manna Bible study. We're waiting on you to come on in.
That's right. Let us know that you're getting a clear signal as we prepare for tonight. This is going to be an abbreviated study tonight. We are at the central location of Anointed Temple of Praise tonight. And we're starting our Vacation Bible School tonight at 6:30. And so it's not too late for you to join us if you're in the vicinity. You might even be able to catch a flight from Atlanta or maybe Illinois if you want to come and join us tonight. But I'm in my office with the First Lady tonight, and we wanted to continue this time together in our study as we prepare for what God yet has in store. We're going to be in the book of Proverbs tonight.
Amen.
And we're going to spend a little bit more time in Proverbs than we did in Job.
Yes.
And just kind of dissecting and looking at and just talking about. We're studying the books of wisdom, as we indicated on last week, the book of Job, the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And this is really going to carry us probably through the end of the year. What do you think, Lady Kim?
Yep, it will.
And so we have our purple on. Purple is one of my favorite colors. And we are wearing these because, let me see if I can stand up. We have our theme and our logo and everything for Vacation Bible School. Stand up and let them see yours, Lady Kim.
I don't know if
you might not be able to do it.
No.
Okay. There it is.
Let's see. There it is. Uh-huh. Spark.
Yep. Yeah. And so we're excited about Vacation Bible School. We started last year with our in-person Vacation Bible School, didn't we?
Yes.
And so this
did.
One, we're anticipating even a greater turnout. And we normally have great numbers at Vacation Bible School. They have refreshments, and we have excellent teachers that walk us through the study. I'm going to see if I can get one of them to come in before we close out, maybe the adult teacher, and just give them a highlight. You think she'll do it?
I hope so.
All right. So we'll see. But we want to go ahead and get started tonight. Let us know the sound is good and that you're getting a clear signal. We're not in our normal location, as you can see from the background, but we're in the office of Pastor Murray, and we just praise God for each of you. Well, Lady Kim, you ready to get started?
Ready to get started.
All right, let's have a word of prayer as we prepare for this time together. God, we love you and we honor you, and we do thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We thank you for another opportunity to study your word, for your word is indeed a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We pray the Lord that you will open up our understanding and give us clarity tonight in terms of what it is you would have for us. And then, God, you said in your word that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we decree and we declare tonight that faith will increase, that we will gain additional wisdom and knowledge and understanding, because we dare to settle ourselves and center ourselves and participate in this time together. So bless us now. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and praise
Amen.
God. All right, Lady Kim. Well, normally we start talking about just a brief review, if you will, of our worship experience on yesterday. Will you tell us a little bit about what transpired in our worship experience on yesterday?
Well, you started a summer series on yesterday called Insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a series on relationships.
Okay.
And so it was a very interesting sermon in that it talked about Job
mm-hmm.
and feeling insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And you preach from the book of Job, the 11th chapter, and verse 18.
Okay.
Where it says, "And you will feel secure because there is hope, and you will look around and take your rest in security."
Mm.
So, you know, you had three points. There is hope.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure that, you know, we lean and depend on God when everything around us seems to be going wrong. We know the story of Job. It's a familiar passage
That's
of
right.
Scripture.
That's right.
Job was an honorable man, an upright man who loved God. And Satan came in the midst,
mm-hmm.
In the meeting.
That's right.
And he told God, you know, you have a hedge around Job. You won't let anything happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, well, I tell you what, I'm so confident with Job, you can do anything you want to Job except take his life.
That's right.
And so the devil went to work. Job's children were all killed. His property was taken away, and he lost his herds and his cows,
mm-hmm.
and he was even stricken with a sickness, boils all over his body, sores all over his body. And even his wife turned against him and said, you need to curse God and die. So Job just had a difficult time in that, you know, it seemed like everything was coming against him. But the Bible says he never sinned against God.
That's right.
He
That's
never
right.
said a harsh word about God or a harsh word to God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his wife said, you need to curse God and die. But Job refused to do that. So have hope in God.
Okay.
And we know at the end of the story, your other point was maintain a proper perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that perspective was that Job continued to trust God.
Right,
you know,
right.
This too will pass. And never pretend or presume you have all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Job didn't have any of the answers.
No.
He didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But he just continued to trust in God. And so, you know, our insecurities can become our security comes when we know that God is in control.
That's right. That's right. And even when it comes to relationships, as I indicated, we have to make sure that we have that vertical relationship in place with God before we even start talking about how we're going to handle those horizontal relationships. And many times people put the horizontal relationships in place, and then when they get in trouble, they try to get the vertical relationship right with God. But the Bible in Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. And so it's important that we make sure that we do what's right for God, by God, and for God before we start trying to do all of these other things.
Amen.
I see my good friend from Denver has joined us tonight. Dr. Holmes, good to see you tonight. And we praise God for you being on, and also all of those who are part of the study. My nephew, Anthony Hanley in Birmingham, he's on. And we had a chance to visit with him not many days ago, a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and prayed with him. And he's in good spirits. And know, Anthony, that we're continuing to lift you up here at ATOP. And we're waiting now for you to get better so you could come and share your testimony with the whole church. And that's what we're looking forward to do. We
Amen.
Believe God's got something special in store
Amen.
For you. But we're in, anything else you want to say about the sermon? This is a series now, and mm-hmm. this Sunday I'm going to focus on Job's friends, because that's going to be key. And I didn't even really delve into that 11th chapter that much, but we know that he had some friends that were really kind of going through a lot and trying to understand why Job was continuing to trust God in the midst of everything that he was going through. But I'm going to deal with a little bit about those friends, because we have to be careful about our friends and about
Amen.
What they say. And,
Hallelujah.
You know,
Hallelujah.
I can really do bad all by myself.
Yes.
You know, I don't need somebody else to heap coals of fire on me when I'm going through. I need people to encourage me and to lift me up and to give me a word that's going to see me through.
Amen.
And so we're going to talk about that relationship this coming Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might linger a little longer in the book of Job, because I think those friends and how he dealt with them and how they really tried to persuade him says a lot about our relationships.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, tonight we're in Proverbs as we walk through these books together. Proverbs, of course, is written by Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
And the book of Proverbs, he wrote that one, as well as Ecclesiastes and Songs of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
And when we go through these particular books in wisdom books, we will find that Proverbs really gives us a unique perspective in terms of some practical handles and how to endure and how to go through what we're going through. And many times I think when, Lady Kim, when people start reading the Bible, they try to start at Genesis and work their way through.
Mm-hmm.
And they get frustrated because mm-hmm. they get confused and they don't get the proper interpretation
right.
about some things that's happening. But I would highly recommend Proverbs and also Philippians and those kind of books to really kind of get you started, because they give you practical handles on some very basic things that you're going through in life. And then it answers a lot of the questions that you have, because, you know, you always said there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new.
And people will be amazed as they begin to get understanding and clarity. They'll find that a lot of the things they're going through, it might be a little different circumstance, but the basic elements are still the same.
Still the same. Whatever is going on now, it happened in biblical days.
That's right.
Just a little different spin on it.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I think about Proverbs, Lady Kim, is that much of what we're going to see in Proverbs, we're also going to see in Ecclesiastes.
Okay.
And so this is just a review tonight. As we indicated when we first came on, our Vacation Bible School is starting tonight.
Yes.
We're going to do a brief introduction, if you will, to the book Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to encourage you to read perhaps chapter 1 and 2 for next week. And mm-hmm. I don't know how far we'll get tonight mm-hmm. in terms of our introduction.
Okay. Yes, this is going to be a brief introduction. So we hope those ATOP members are on their way to Vacation Bible School. It starts at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
You still have about 20 minutes before we get started at 6:30. And so, like Pastor said, this is going to be a very abbreviated Bible study tonight, because we're going to go into Vacation Bible School.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you think some of the, maybe a basic example that Proverbs really kind of helps us with and brings clarity?
Well, you know, the book of Proverbs is an example of biblical wisdom literature.
Mm-hmm.
It has a theological foundation that is of God, which is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Okay.
Remember, we're talking about the books of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's in Proverbs 1:7.
Okay.
Fear of God means submitting to God.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Proverbs, written in poetry and celebrating marital love, contains many brief but wise statements about how to live a godly life and it still remains applicable today.
Okay.
The major themes of the book of Proverbs include fear of God, wisdom, temperance, honesty, hard work, and humility, which is nearly every aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom, listed after the fear of God, is praised for her role in creation through her wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
God gave order to chaos for humans to have life and prosperity. Seeking wisdom is the essence and goal of the religious life, and learning wisdom grows us closer to God.
Okay.
The Lord God is the theological foundation of Proverbs. Readers can also find within Proverbs many passages that are simple, humorous, profound, and beautiful.
Wow. So that's a lot. You said a mouthful, as we say. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to give us some clarity here. And it's going to cover a wide range of things that we already are experiencing in our own lives.
Amen.
And then I like what you said about it's simple, it's humorous, profound, and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to see a good mix here in Proverbs, and I think it's going to really open up our eyes to how important it is for us to have the wisdom and the fear of God and wisdom, and how we apply that to the situation that we find ourselves in.
Okay.
So there are several divisions in Proverbs, and this is an introduction tonight. The first chapter, the vision of Proverbs, it really covers chapters 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a poetic invitation, if you will, mm-hmm. for the readers to seek after and inquire true wisdom and expounding upon the nature of knowledge, the meaning of life, and the path of success.
Amen.
Now, all of us want good success. All of us are seeking meaning in life.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are looking for how we can apply the natural knowledge that we have and allow God to guide and direct us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll see that coming out in this first division, which covers the first 9 chapters of Proverbs.
All right.
And then the second division of Proverbs, it includes chapters 10 through 31.
Okay.
Is that what your notes say?
Yes.
And these are some relative, the scriptures reveal many short sayings about right and wrong ways
right.
of living.
Right.
Now, that's practical right
yes,
there, isn't
it?
It
is.
And
yes,
they also offer practical advice about family life.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have to just go into Proverbs after I come out of
Job
and mm-hmm. just go in there and see what God is saying to
yeah.
us as it relates to advice for the family and life and
mm-hmm.
and how to control your anger. And
that's
how,
a big one right
that's
there.
A big one, that's
because
right.
Because people we live in an angry society.
I'm telling you.
They get mad at the drop of the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody gets mad, the first thing they want to do is take a life.
That's right.
So we need to talk about that controlling anger.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. Why are you looking at me all like that? You looking at
I
feel some kind of way the way you
do you have an anger
no,
problem?
No, ma'am, no,
okay.
ma'am. I've read the book of Proverbs, and I'm looking to get some more handles on what God would have for me to
okay.
do. But, you know, it's like you said, Lady Kim, there's a lot of people out there who are struggling with anger issues and
that's
anger
right.
problems.
That's
and
right.
it's a dangerous place to be because nowadays you can't hardly even speak to somebody.
No.
Because you don't know
or
if they're having
somebody.
That's right. You don't know if they're having a good day or a bad day or whether they're going to speak back to you, whether they're going to pull out a knife or a gun and shoot you or stab you.
Right.
Isn't
right.
that right?
Absolutely.
And then on the expressways, it's just outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are dealing with all kind of anger issues, but we're going to find that coming out here in Proverbs, and you're also going to see how it deals with the danger of pride and how it deals with various other topics as it relates to leadership and the duty to help the poor, and it gives us value for wisdom and how we can apply that in our lives.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
I'm excited about this study. This is going to really propel us, I believe, in terms of putting us on the right track in terms of what we need to be about and what we ought to be doing as it relates to believers.
Amen. And then when we go on, the next division is chapters. Chapter 1 through 29 are attributed to Solomon.
Okay.
With verses 25 through 29 recorded by Hezekiah.
Mm-hmm.
And chapter 30 is attributed to Agur,
uh-huh.
the son of Jacob, whom nothing is known about him, but his name means blameless.
Blameless.
That's Agar's father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Agar's name means gathered together.
Okay.
He compiled or gathered together a collection of proverbs, which is now Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30 and 1 states that Agar wrote Proverbs 30.
Mm-hmm.
Agar reflects deep humility, knowing only those who are humble at heart can receive instruction from the Lord. Agar admonishes the reader that every word of God is pure. He speaks of the dangers of hypocrisy and places material prosperity and success in its proper place,
mm-hmm.
well below the highest task of honoring God. Proverbs 31 and 1 states that King Lemuel wrote the famous chapter about the virtuous woman. King Lemuel, a wise biblical king, listened to his wise, beloved mother
mm-hmm.
of noble character, warning him and women not to drink strong drink, warning him not to give his strength to women because chasing women will take away his strength,
wow.
and warning him not to give his ways to that which destroys kings. He what? Had a wise mother.
He did.
Yes.
And that's where that whole chapter comes in about the virtuous woman.
Yes.
In chapter 31,
absolutely.
Right?
It talks about the virtuous woman is more valuable than riches, the riches of the world. And she also said, spoke about the wife and her husband and her children.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, she spoke of her husband calling her blessed or reverencing her,
mm-hmm.
And his admiration for her and for her respecting the Lord.
Okay.
And the Lord is diligent in the following areas: works, duties, generous, wise, and kind. Talking about the woman.
Okay. All right, you got excited about that chapter there, Lady. But that's a powerful chapter, isn't it? And a lot of times people refer to chapter 31, and they use that in a lot of Mother's Day. And
mm-hmm.
different pieces like that. But we're going to find out that there's so much rich information here that will help us understand the wisdom that God would have us to understand, and then for how to apply that in everyday situations. And so you brought out some very key points there when you talked about how these chapters are not all attributed to Solomon.
Right.
And a lot of people think that they are.
Yes.
But there are other writers who contributed and participated in bringing Proverbs into being.
Amen. And there are other books in the Bible too that have multiple authors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at the book, oh gosh, I can't remember which one it was right now, but we studied it and it had multiple
mm-hmm.
authors also.
We went through Psalms.
Book of Psalms.
That's right.
Book of Psalms, that's what
and
it
I
is.
Think 73 of those were
attributed
to
David. Right,
and a lot
right,
of people
right.
think the whole Psalms are mm-hmm. attributed to him, but
right.
only 73 of those books are attributed to David.
Right.
And so we're going to just kind of break that out. Our time is getting away from us, but here's what we want you to do is go ahead and list your prayer request at this time as we prepare to close out. Can you see if our teacher will come in and
sure.
just give us an update? And as Lady Kim is doing that, we're going to start with chapter 1 on next week of Proverbs, and I want to encourage you to go ahead and begin to read that, and we're going to delve in and try to talk and bring some clarity to what is happening in that particular chapter. It's Solomon here in chapter 1, just to give you a little brief update. He's reflecting on his own life, and he's talking about some things that he has gone through and how he has applied wisdom to help him get through the situations that he finds himself in. And so I'm excited about that. There's a lot of instructions in there for how to relate and how to adapt and how to adjust and how to maintain proper perspective on your situation and on your circumstances. We talked a little bit about that on yesterday, because all too often people find themselves going through a hard time and they fail to realize that God is still God even in the midst of your hard times. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'd be with us always, even until the end. And so even though we might be going through a very difficult time, know that God is still there. And many times the very thing that you don't want to go through, the very thing that you don't want to experience, is the thing that God is using to help push you to a better place and the next level, if you will, of getting to where God would have you to be. And I know many times if people had a choice, they would much rather not have to face any difficulties, never have to face any trials, any tribulation. But James puts it this way. He says, my brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulation. Not when you stay there, but when you go through trials and tribulation, knowing this, watch this now, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is what worketh patience. And then he goes on to say, let patience have her perfect work, that we might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Isn't that powerful? Sometimes you got to just go ahead and tell the Lord, thank you for what I'm going through, because I know I'm not walking alone. God will never let you go. He'll never let you off. He'll never leave you. And watch this. He loves you too much to leave you where you are. I don't know who that word is for tonight, but I just want to encourage you to hold on and hang on in there a little while longer, because help is on the way. It may seem dark right now. You might be going through a period of depression, or you might be going through some frustrations in your own life. But hang on in there a little while longer, because help is on the way. We have our adult teacher for the Vacation Bible School, Dr. Quale Seymour. She's just entered the room. She's in the studio. And so, Dr. Quale, we're getting ready to close out tonight, and want you to just kind of give our audience just a brief update about what's going to transpire in our Vacation Bible School.
Okay, well, thank you for having me, Dr. Murray and First Lady Kim. It is going to be an honor tonight to be able to teach the adult class. We're going to talk about God as our creator.
Wow.
And how he has lined up our Messiah to come through the lineage of David.
Mm.
We are so excited to see how David viewed God and why he was after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Why God selected him to be king and how that came to be. So come join us tonight.
That's
3939 Riverdale Road, right over here in Hickory Hill.
That's right.
We will be in the sanctuary, social distancing, so
mm-hmm.
bring your mask.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to having you tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so very much. And we're getting ready to come in as soon as we close out. And we're looking forward to this study that's going to happen the Vacation Bible School. Thank you so very much.
And Dr. Qualis is the teacher for the adult class, mm-hmm. but we have classes for all ages, you know, from preschool all the way through adult.
Mm-hmm.
So come on over again, 3939 Riverdale Road, 6:30 tonight. Amen. Somebody said can't be there tonight, but they'll be here the rest of the week.
Praise God. That's right.
Amen. We'll be delighted to have you to come.
And we'll have refreshments each night as you come. Some people know are coming right from work, but this is a great time to be involved. And this is really a week that's going to be full of various activities along with our Vacation Bible School.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday night, something special is going to happen for our young people and for the entire family, really.
Oh, and yeah, we're going to have outdoor movie night on Friday
night. That's right. That's
and
right.
It's a free event, so we'll be outside. The movie will be Encanto, which is a Disney movie. So bring the kids out. We'll be glad to have you to come and share in outdoor movie night. The movie begins at 8:30 p.m.
Okay. And what about Saturday? What happens Saturday?
Saturday, we are so excited about Saturday. Big Dre's barbecue cook-off. We have a barbecue cook-off contest.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of contestants this year.
That's right.
We're excited
That's right.
about that. We're going to have activities for the kids.
Entertainment.
I think the Corvette car club will
that's
be
right,
out
that's
and
right.
So many things.
There'll be a raffles going on too.
Yep. So mm-hmm. come on out. You'll be glad that you did. We have tickets still available for the barbecue cook-off contest. So if you're coming to Vacation Bible School, you can purchase a barbecue ticket. That will guarantee you a plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tickets are $15 for ribs, $10 for chicken, $12 for children. So get your tickets this week, because you want your barbecue plate
That's
secure.
Right. And we're going to probably run a close second to Memphis in May, because we have some excellent cooks, and we have people not just in the local congregation, but we have people from across the city who participate. And we anticipate in this being larger than it was last year. And then next year, we've already started making plans for how we're going to expand. And we have several sponsors who are already on board this year to help us with some of the things that we need in order to push it out take computers, and then Wells Roofing and Remodeling, and also we have Whitmore. What's the name of his new company?
I can't think of it.
Mm-hmm. But
a general contracting company.
That's
but
right.
I can't think of the name.
Memphis Best, isn't it?
I think it is Memphis Best.
Memphis Best.
Construction,
that's right.
Consulting and construction.
Right.
Yes.
And then also we have Lowe's as a partner this year, Lady Kim.
Woo.
And Brother Robert Jefferson. And he's going to have his crew here.
Amen.
He's going to be giving away some very key and significant. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but he's going to be giving away some prizes, and then we're going to have some drawings throughout the day and free car washes. And so we're looking forward to this whole week of activity, and then we'll close out on Sunday as we worship together and give God praise. I see Brother Andrew is on. He's one of the contestants, I believe. Brother Andrew Lawson. That's right. And so we have some great cooks here at ATOP, and I believe this is going to be better than it was on last year.
I know it's going to be
better.
That's right.
Amen. So we're excited, and we're getting ready to close out tonight. But are there any prayer requests or any praise reports that we need to be aware of so that we might lift those up as we prepare to close out tonight? Don't forget now, next week we'll start with chapter 1 of Proverbs, and then we'll work our way through chapter 1 and try to cover chapter 2 as well on next week. And so I want to go ahead and give you an advance notice to start your study and start your reading for that. But tonight we just kind of shared some basic principles and a basic introduction, if you will, to the book of Proverbs so that you can be aware of what to expect as we move through this time together.
Amen. Well, the only prayer request I have right now is, of course, we want to lift up your first cousin, Sandra Murray, in the Rehabilitation Center, Brookwood, there in the city of Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to lift up our church member, Sister Dorothy Thomas, in the loss of her sister, Lavinia Durham. And her sister lived in Somerville, Tennessee. So the arrangements are incomplete at this time. But as soon as we find out that information, we will definitely let the congregation know. We want to continue to lift up our nephew, Anthony Hanley.
That's right.
And we're praying that they find room at Spain Rehabilitation Center there in Birmingham so he can get the rehab that he needs in
order
that he might become mobile again.
Mm-hmm.
We want to lift up his mother, his parents, Gloria and Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
We want to lift them up as they continue to care for him.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We want to lift up our nephew Samuel Murray also.
Mm-hmm.
So lift up the name of Sam Murray.
Okay. All right. Well, Lady Kim, will you prepare to close us out with a word of prayer tonight?
Sure.
Okay.
Precious Jesus, how we love you. We lift up our hearts and minds to you in prayer. We thank you, God, for the Vacation Bible School that's starting right now, God. We ask your choicest blessings to be upon the participants, upon the teachers, oh God, and for all those who have prepared for a wonderful Vacation Bible School on this week.
Yes, God.
God, we lift up all the prayer concerns to you tonight. We lift up Sister Dorothy Thomas and her family. We lift up Sandra Murray, Anthony Hanley, Samuel Murray, and all the others that are on our sick and shut-in list, God. We ask, oh God, that you would touch and heal their bodies as only you can, God. We know that you've given doctors and therapists the wisdom and knowledge, oh God, but
yes,
we
God.
Know that it's ultimately your wisdom and your knowledge that you impart to them.
That's right.
In order to make people well. So we thank you, God, as we continue to go forth. We ask that you would continue to bless Gloria and Ronnie Palmer, God,
you,
as
God.
They continue
you,
to care for their family and their loved ones. And we ask, God, that you would continue to bless our pastor in our church as
thank
we
you,
go
God.
Forth, oh God, to do what you have called us to do. We love you. We thank you. We bless you. And we honor you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Amen. Come on out to Vacation Bible School this week, Monday through Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. We're getting started right now.
Come on.
And then we want to see you on Friday, 8:30 p.m. for outdoor movie night. Mm-hmm. All right? The movie is Encanto, a family-friendly movie. Bring your lawn chairs and come on out. The weather is supposed to be excellent on Friday night, 8:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, Big Dre's Barbecue.
You can bring your lawn chairs and your umbrellas and all of that, because it might be a little hot out, but we're going to have so many activities. You're going to really want to just get you a good spot and set up.
There'll be a water slide for the kids.
It's a water slide, too. That's right.
Water slide for the kids Saturday.
That's right.
So let the kids bring
Come on
the,
out.
Come on
bring
out.
The, that's
Put
right.
Put them in their swimming suits.
They'll love it. And so we're getting ready to go into the sanctuary now, but don't forget, next week we're going to start with chapter 1 of Proverbs. So go ahead and read chapters 1 and 2 so that you can be prepared for what yet lies ahead.
Amen. Thank you for joining us tonight.
All right. See you
next Monday. See you at Vacation Bible School.
Be blessed.
In a minute. Bye.